If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
On a previous episode of Shadow Realm,
a spotted deer with golden skin.
The fawn's silhouette transmuted into that of a menacing ogre.
Chimpu! Ranga! Raja!
Ravan, I know why you want to destroy the Ramayan. You want to destroy the healing powers of the Ramayan so everyone is forced to live in your Rakshas-infested world.
I opened my eyes. A path had formed by a separation of sinister trees before me. It started right from where I stood. Tightening my grip on my bow and arrows and my Ramayan, I began to stride forward. A faint white glow cast by a misty moon on a foggy night guided me forward. I couldn't see where the moonlight came from, but the path ahead was perfectly carved out. Nasty-looking trees bent towards me on either side, but the moonlight seemed to exert a silent force, obstructing them from crossing over to cause harm. Slowly but surely, I edged forward. But when I least expected it, I lost my footing. The land fell sharply away from my feet, causing me to tumble into a heap of mud on the slope of what appeared to be a steep hill. I stood up cautiously, shook off the mud, and slowly put my right foot forward. Then, I put my left foot forward cautiously. I continued this way for a few more strides until I found, to my horror, there was no ground beneath my feet. My foot hovered in the air for a few moments before I settled it back on the ground. The moonlight moved a few feet into the blackness, ushering me to a path that continued straight. Then, a gust of wind thrust me and steered me to the right. The elements were working in opposition to one another. Which way was I to follow? My old nightmare of falling into emptiness haunted me. I had lost trust in the protection of the moonlight. So I chose to follow the wind and swerved to the right. I instantly regretted my decision. I began rolling down the unyielding ground. I reached out, but found nothing to grasp onto. Finally, the land flattened out. My body ached slightly, but I was unharmed. Perhaps I was protected by the Brahman Shakti that I had recently tapped into. Thank God my weapons were still tightly wound to my body. A flash of lightning changed the visual landscape. The moonlight shone upon a wide expanse. A massive army of boulders were spinning down the steep hillside above me. Something compelled me to glance up at the moonlight. The misty white light coalesced into a silhouetted image of the medicine woman. Of course, the glow was her protection. I should have trusted it all along.
The medicine is in your hands. I can only help you to realize its value.
I reached for the book in my hands. This time, the pages didn't flutter open by the book's own magic. I was in complete control. I opened it to the part which recorded the final years of Ram's life. Ram had willingly gone into the arms of death, accepting that his life's purpose was served.
Is this it? Is this my time?
There was no answer. Then, creative energy from deep inside my being began to take shape once again. As my senses sharpened, I saw the boulders advancing down the hill were not boulders at all. They were Rakshasas, an entire army of them charging at me with their razor-sharp fangs, like depraved animals set loose after years of captivity. Hundreds, maybe thousands of hoofed monsters raced down the hill, spitting green fire from their nostrils. Some were reptilian creatures, with brown liquid oozing from their pores and craters dotting their hideous scaly skin. Others looked like humans, but their eyes gleamed with vengeful fire. Some were half man, half animal, with forked tongues and razor-sharp teeth. I was outnumbered, and this was their territory. But I knew one thing that gave me hope. Brahman Shakti could potentially far outweigh the Rakshas energy. Each verse of the book in my hands was written on the basis of this underlying truth. I closed the book and put it safely back in my quiver. I whipped out my silver arrow and strung it to my bow. One arrow to defend myself against the onslaught of an entire army. I centered myself, drawing energy from my root again. I closed my eyes and blocked out the sound of approaching doom. I waited for my signal. When the blue energy drew up through the tunnel at the center of my being, I sent a silent prayer into the night sky and released my silver arrow. As it skimmed through the space between me and the avalanche of Rakshasas, everything else lingered in slow motion. Dust was kicked up from the earth by the Rakshasas' hooves. Its particles were suspended in the air, and the leaves displaced from the surrounding trees broke into a lazy dance without actually hitting the ground. When the arrowhead pierced the core of the army, the Agniastra came alive. It set its target, the avalanche of approaching Rakshasas on fire with a massive explosion. The army crippled before my eyes, scattering Rakshasas in every direction. The night sky was splintered by virulent flames. Balls of fire pervaded the blackness, like shooting stars across the wide expanse of the universe. The sky was thick with smoke. As I watched the darkness transform to a night sky lit by a full moon, I recalled the words of Rishiji. This is no meager firearm. The moonlight was cast wide, allowing me to see clearly for miles. I could see that I was resting on a crag jutting out from the cliff. What could have possibly cushioned this fall? something shifted on the ground next to me. My quiver began to slide over loose gravel. My golden arrow, my lifeline. I jerked forward, so intent on rescuing the arrow that I forgot the most important thing in the quiver, the Ramayan. It took a fraction of a second for the book to slip out and fall into the darkness. Then, like a spring fairy, it floated through the air before sinking into the canyon. A moment later, it completely disappeared.
Inside, I felt neither heat nor cold, neither weakness nor strength, hunger nor thirst, pain nor comfort. Just empty, hollow. Maybe this was the beginning of my end. Maybe if I closed my eyes, I would see the gloaming.
Not the gloaming.
Thank you for listening to Shadow Realm. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with someone who'd love to journey through the Aria Chronicles. Visit thearyachronicles.com for more information. Be sure to rate and review us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Coming up on Shadow Realm.
I opened my eyes. Rishi Vishvamitra was suspended in the sky in front of me.
I can't levitate like you.
Did it ever cross your mind to try?
Stay tuned for more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.